This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Sticking with the topic of holiday shopping, retail sales come out later this week on Friday. That'll give us a better idea of what spending is looking like for both in-store and online. Which brings us to this next piece. Julio Segato Bayon is the owner of ZB Market in St. Louis, Missouri. He's a fair trade retailer, and he shares his story in today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Julio Segato Bayon. I live in St. Louis, Missouri, and I am the founder and owner of ZB Market. I grew up in Peru, and after graduating college, I came to the United States in 1990. After a couple of decades of corporate jobs, I realized that my values were no longer aligned with the values of those companies. I connected at the time with a fair trade non-for-profit organization. They would sell unique, handcrafted, and ethically sourced products from Peru. And through that relationship, I learned a lot about fair trade. So I kept my full-time job, and I launched ZB Market as a part-time type of hobby, if you will, that grew enough to a point where I felt comfortable enough to open the first bricks and mortar store. We currently source from 37 different countries, and it expands a category that you would find in most boutiques. We did face some supply challenges in 2020, given that our 95, if not more, percent of what we carry comes from countries located in the global south. And then secondly, we had challenges with shipping. Some of the carriers that would bring products from India to the US or Bangladesh or Kenya or parts in South America became really, really, it was very difficult for them to operate. There were crews that were entirely in lockdown. There were vessels that could not leave port because there weren't enough people working. So that was the reason why some of the products that we carry had increases initially. Now that shipping has sort of somewhat normalized, we're beginning to see 10 to 15% changes in some items. We are really giving our customers an opportunity to demand quality, not just in the products they buy, but demand quality in the lives of the people that make those products. And that to me is, it brings me so much joy, and it's just, it is a delightful type of work environment because you know your purchasing power is really a force for positive change.
That was Julio out in Missouri. We can't do this without you, by the way. So you know the drill. Head on over to marketplace.org/myeconomy and let us know what's going on with you.